Okay, we're gonna start so we can get out of here by noon. So we're gonna talk about the nominations now. And right now, the positions that we need to fill is one for Multnomah County, representing Multnomah, one representing Washington County, one for outside the TriMet Service District, and one to two spaces actually for actual persons with disabilities or seniors. And
can I add one clarification? The Multnomah County and the Washington County are for residents of those counties. They're not representing the government of the counties.
Great, thank you. They have to be seniors or a person,
or persons with
or a person with a disability, mm-hmm. Right? So, do you want to read the people that have sent in their resumes, and then Monica can give her little spiel?
Yes. So I'm going to introduce three individuals here: Anthony Butler, Andrea Belcher, and Mary Lou Ritter. Today, Anthony Butler is here. He attended. I think he was at the blue table. Andrea Belcher was not able to attend today, unfortunately. She's a caretaker for a mother who isn't doing so well, so today she wasn't able to attend. And then Mary Lou Ritter is not here today, but I have information to share about her. Okay, so for Anthony Butler, Anthony is a 64-year-old U.S. Navy Vietnam War veteran residing in Washington County who would like the opportunity to join the committee to share his experience and to make a difference in the region. Please consider his candidacy for filling a vacant seat on the STFAC committee. Anthony was born and raised in Philadelphia and lived in various places on the West Coast since joining the U.S. Navy at the age of 19. During these years, he worked in the Navy Hospital in San Diego and worked as a national steel electrician and for a shipbuilding company. He has lived in Oregon for the past 17 years and in Washington County for the past 13 years. He relates to the Pacific Northwest as a great place to live, grow, raise a family, and to retire. Living in Washington County, he has experienced firsthand the significant population and development growth on the West Side. From 2012 to 2013, he went through a period of homelessness. He credits the U.S. Veterans Administration and the Chapter 31 Vocation Rehabilitation Program for helping him out tremendously to transition to a position to get back on his feet and to land a job. Anthony also has a high regard for the Salvation Army Veterans and Family Services Center on Farmington Road and Murray Boulevard in Beaverton. They helped him, his family, and other veterans find shelter from living on the street and offer counseling and work programs. He now lives in a two-bedroom apartment with his fiance and has worked for Multnomah County as a senior intern for the past year. He drives and or takes the Line 52 to the MAX service every day to commute to his job. He has a unique perspective to share based on his own transit experience. Anthony's biggest focus is a concern about the region's ability to keep up with the transit demand to relieve capacity constraints as the senior population and general population continues to grow, especially as it relates to safety, security, and the consideration of needs of seniors and people with disabilities. Having ridden crowded MAX trains in the past, and from his experience working for Bethesda Lutheran Community, which is an organization that serves persons with intellectual and development disabilities, he notes that overcrowding on transit poses a significant challenge for individuals with cognitive disabilities and may mean in some cases that they are not able to ride on fixed route, relying on expensive Lyft or taxi service. He shares his concerns as a method to highlight what the region can improve on and to make better for everyone who lives here, but especially the aging and those who have the greatest needs. He's a 64-year-old African-American male and a disabled veteran residing in Washington County.
So I just want to ask something because I thought these were a little bit shorter. Which ones did you send out?
Well, I sent out both Anthony and Andrea's, and then Elaine sent out Mary Lou Ritter's.
Okay.
But you didn't send it to the other people on the nominating committee. Yeah.
To the nomination committee, not to everyone. Okay.
So they've only been shared with the nominating committee.
Okay, so we probably should, or summarize. Yeah, so people all know. Yes. We were just thinking because we're going to be going over time.
Okay, I'll try to be faster. Andrea Belcher, her background is Andrea's background and community involvement demonstrate a distinguished candidate for the vacant STFAC member position for Multnomah County. She would bring unique perspective to the work of the committee. She's a recent retiree from a career of more than 35 years in human resources management with expertise in every area of HR, including benefits, recruitment, and compensation. During her career, she worked in human resources for 12 years at PCC, served as the vice president of human resources for Good Samaritan Hospital for 15 years, and also worked as human resources director for Stoll Reeves Attorneys at Law, the largest law firm in Oregon, and the Portland Teachers Credit Union. Through this work, she's very familiar with the regulations for providing accessibility and the formal grievance procedures for complaints involving disabled individuals. Related to her work at Good Samaritan Hospital, she helped author a book that identified the communication barriers of hearing-impaired hospital patients and outlined the steps to respond to these barriers to ensure that hearing-impaired hospital patients have accessibility tools that they need. She demonstrates a commitment to serving the community both personally and professionally. During the past 25 years, she sat on boards in the healthcare industry, providing HR expertise for nursing homes, namely Mount St. Joseph's Nursing Home, and sat on the Tri-County Affirmative Action Association Board. She also volunteers for the Holy Redeemer Church and Catholic School, fundraising for the food bank and other community-oriented services, and is a caretaker for her 96-year-old mother. She lives in North Portland near Marine Drive and knows firsthand the barriers to accessing public transit. During her position at PCC, she had to drive to the Line 4 every day to commute into downtown Portland. And while riding, she befriended other daily riders, including a blind man and other individuals with disabilities. Recently, she's assisted her neighbor, whose cognitive disability now requires daily treatment, to apply for and set up daily rides on TriMet Lyft service, and testifies to the importance of paratransit services in the region. Andrea is a 69-year-old African-American female residing in Multnomah County. This one is digital. For Mary Lou Ritter, she's a resident of Washington County. She's got over 30 years of experience in the field of aging and long-term care as an administrator, a developer of community-based services, and as a leader and advocate for seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities. Her employment experience includes the interim director for the Human Services Council in Vancouver, Washington, director of Washington County Disability, Aging, and Veterans Services, contracts administrator for the Southwest Washington Area Agency on Aging in Vancouver, Washington, and the director of the Frederick County Commission on Aging in Maryland. Her leadership roles, she's held many leadership roles in local organizations such as Ride Connection and in state and national professional associations. Was appointed member of the ODOT Older Driver Study Advisory Committee, the ODOT Public Transit Advisory Committee, and the State Transportation Coordination Advisory Committee. She's also a member of the Regional Elderly and Disabled Transportation Coordinating Council. Her volunteer experience includes Habitat for Humanity, Portland Metro East Restores, in an administrative capacity, and before that in customer service at the Restores since 2010. Volunteer at OMSI in customer service. And then her educational background includes University of Maryland, University of Oregon Pacific Program, and the National Aging Leadership Academy.
So can I ask a quick question? Jan and I were just talking about the spaces that are available. So Anthony is a resident of Lou is
Washington County.
Washington County. Okay. So what we could do if you all wanted to Lou is
Washington County.
Washington County. Okay. So what we could do if you all wanted to approve all three was assign one of the Washington County folks to the Washington County representation, and then the other to the general seniors and people with disabilities within the service area. So you can do all three and have them fit into reasonable
positions. I'm with Multnomah County Aging, Disability, and Veteran Services. I am the new Jack.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'll be very quick. I'm with Multnomah County Aging, Disability, track liaison for Multnomah County. Been assigned as the contract liaison for Multnomah County for transportation and coordination services. Prior to working with Multnomah County, I worked at Hollywood Senior Center for a couple of years. I was the transportation coordinator out there for the funding that we got from Multnomah County and also for the access grant that we were awarded through Ride Connection. I'm a native Oregonian. I was raised in Malala and have been with Senior and Disability Services for about 11 years.
Thank you.
Is that good?
Perfect.
Great. So, Monica, yeah, if you wouldn't mind, and then would you like to come back?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll come and get you right after this real quick conversation. Thank you so much. So, now what we're going to do is we're going to, there's any comments or anything regarding the applicants and who they are, and then what we'll do is we'll ask for a recommendation. I know there's only two of you with the nomination, if you feel comfortable making a recommendation. So are there any comments at all or any discussion from the members of the group? You all good? Okay, and so we're going to call them back in. Oh, does the nomination... The two of you, and who will be making that recommendation? Okay. Okay, not now. We need to do that when they, because we have to vote on the motion when everybody comes back.
Yeah. Oh,
so, oh, but you want to make the, yeah, because it's going to be an action item. So you will need to make the recommendation to the group. Because anything that we vote on, we have to make that public.
So we're gonna have them come back in.
Yeah, if they want. And only the STFAC members can vote.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Can I recommend one thing? That
yes.
Anthony be the Washington County resident representative, Mary Lou be the Multnomah County resident representative, and Andrea be a senior person with disability in the service area, and then of course Monica is with Multnomah County government.
I just want to make sure you got that right. So. Yeah. Mary Lou is a resident of Washington.
Oh, she's, sorry, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just misspoke. So Andrea would need to be the senior person with disability in the service area, and Mary Lou would be the representative with Multnomah County.
No, Washington.
I keep saying Multnomah. Washington County. So both Mary Lou and Anthony are in Washington County.
Yeah.
So one of them needs to be... general, so it doesn't matter.
Probably Anthony. Would you think?
Make Anthony the. Yeah. Okay.
Can I get that list?
Yep.
So Andrea would be Multnomah County.
So we'll make.
Yeah. So you'll need to name the names and who they're representing. Yeah, that's good.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was doing
Multnomah
okay.
Multnomah is Monica. Washington is. Is Mary Lou, and then Andre and Anthony are the ones that are serving inside the districts.
So Monica serves into the Multnomah Aging and Disability, like the provider category,
right.
But there's a Multnomah County
resident
category, which would be Andre.
Andre, okay. Andre's the resident.
And then
Washington we don't have
County
these, right.
Anthony, and then the general can be Mary Lou.
I'm writing that down right now.
Yeah, because that's different. I mean, we don't have all these categories. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Should we go get them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they want to come back in. And thank you, everyone, for staying over just a little so we can get them on board with us.
Is that legible?
Yes.
Okay.
Andrea.
I think.
Oh, Andrea.
It's either Andrea or Andrea. I'm not sure which.
She's not here.
Hannah knows.
We can learn before she gets in.
Right.
Okay. And again, we're going to get a recommendation and vote on it. And it will only be the members of the STFAC that will be able to vote.
Yeah, give her the microphone so we can get it on record.
So I move that we accept Monica as the Multnomah County provider, Andrea as the Multnomah County resident, Anthony as the Washington County resident, and Mary Lou as the in-service district representative.
Who seconded it? Okay, thank you.
Glenn.
Yep. And any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions.
And just for the record, no opposition or abstentions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Are we good? Anything else before we...
So just the one thing, next meeting is March 18th here in the same location. So thank you again, and we will see you in a couple of weeks.
We need a motion to adjourn.